and that's made up of 20 haul trucks, 3 excavators, 2 wheel loaders, and 3 dozers. And we just have a look at the value of that and how that tracks as an indication of the strength of the market for that second-hand mining fleet.
And what did you find?
The value of the mining equipment has fallen by 46%. What we do, though, is then we sort of split up that basket to the different categories of yellow goods. You know, part of the yellow goods is predominantly used in the mining industry, and another big part of it is predominantly used in the construction and quarrying industries. And there's differences if you distinguish those two uses of the yellow goods fleet.
What are the opportunities for this equipment to be redeployed in other areas? I'm thinking perhaps in civil work or agriculture or even manufacturing.
There's a lot of very specialised mining equipment, and that's the huge loaders and haulers that are at a giant scale that can only really be used in bulk, iron ore and coal mining operations. So that equipment's quite specialised and you can only use it in that capacity. However, as you get to the smaller scale part of the fleet, so typical dump trucks and loaders and so on, they can be redeployed to quarrying operations and more general purpose types of construction operations. And what we did see is that the specialised mining fleet values have fallen more than we've seen the equipment that can be used in construction, more general purpose operations. In fact, that part of the fleet has actually increased in value over the last 12 months.
One man's meat is another man's poison. Does the value of this fleet and of these specialised vehicles dropping so much mean they're a bargain for someone else?
That is correct. At the moment, you can probably purchase a fleet for the best value that's been available, certainly in the last decade in some instances. There is one other influence at the moment, and that's for a certain size of the equipment that can be redeployed in markets overseas. Because there's a weakening Australian dollar over the last couple of years, a certain component of this equipment can be redeployed in markets that are picking up and in some cases booming. We have seen some acquisitions occur for the equipment to be redeployed in the Middle East and in Africa.
So what, they're coming over, kicking tyres and literally buying them at a cheap price with the exchange rate?
Yeah, that's right, because some of this equipment is mobile. There is a cost, obviously, to disassemble it, to transport it and so on. But at a certain price point, the economics work where you can use that in other markets that are in need of capacity.